Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name is Dave, and this episode 3365 AN. Today's date is May 29th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Joe Biden is in trouble. People are not believing his economic policies are working. Wait for it. Let's talk about our health. Have you ever taken the time to read the back of the ibuprofen bottle? It's pretty mind-blowing that anyone still takes this stuff. It says right on the bottle that the risks of use include heart disease, blood clots, strokes, and kidney failure. I don't know about you, but I'd rather find a safer, more natural way to ease my pain. Besides that, ibuprofen is only masking the pain, and it's downright dangerous, especially for older adults. Since the root of most pain is caused by inflammation, I'd rather much turn to a super nutrient like omega-3 fatty acids that do more than just ease inflammation. It helps prevent it altogether. Native Path's omega-3s are sourced from some of the deepest, chilliest waters of the Antarctic Ocean, making them free of heavy metals like mercury, unlike regular fish oil. And Native Path's krill oil contains astaxanthin, one of the most powerful antioxidants found in nature. Astaxanthin is 550 times stronger than vitamin E, 800 times more powerful than COQ10, and 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C. Native Path's krill oil is formulated to be the most bioavailable, which means it's more easily absorbed in the body and goes right to work, so you'll get its benefits and results quickly. Plus, right now, Native Path is giving my listeners a crazy good deal, as low as $19 a bottle. So go check out the special offer at getnativepath.com/X22 or click the link in the description. Let's get right into the economic collapse financial news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, they are now showing the people exactly what they have planned. I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they planned it this way. They wanted the people to see the Green New Scam. They wanted the people to see exactly what they're trying to do here. And it started off with, hey, you know something? Let's get rid of fossil fuels. Remember, Trump made the country completely energy independent. Biden came in, decided to reverse all that. And said, okay, we're going to be moving towards electric vehicles, everything electric. And then all of a sudden, the economy started to fall apart because, again, he went ahead and he removed the energy independence. And once you do that, you start to screw with the economy. Yes, they did many, many other things, but they started off with their Green New Scam. They were telling people that this is the way we're going to go. They were forcing all the manufacturers, as usual, to build EVs and only sell EVs, and those companies that were pushing this, well, they're having major, major problems. And we know that the EV market can never take off, and they know it can never take off. That's not the whole point of this. The whole point of this is to bring us into these little areas very, very slowly so they can actually have the outcome that they want. And we can see that California and Germany, those two areas are the templates of what they want to do. Before I forget, I want to remind everyone, there's only 2 days left to get your freedom gear. Plus, we've got special gifts for you when you spend $50, $75, $125. Don't miss out. This ends on Friday. So go to patriotsapparel.shop or just click the link down in the description. And we see right now, as they keep pushing and pushing and pushing, what is happening? The people are waking up. And the people are going to continue to wake up because what they're doing doesn't make sense. But again, their entire push right now is to slowly move everyone away from fossil fuels, slowly move everyone into EVs, and then eventually out of EVs because they won't be able to build enough EVs. They don't really want EVs. They don't want people traveling. They want complete and utter control. And they want to tax people for breathing, tax people for using the carbon, tax people for driving, tax people no matter what. And we could see out in California, this is exactly what they're doing. Right now, California, they're mulling a per mile road charge to replace gas taxes. Now, why are they doing this? Well, of course, if they're following the Green New Scam, what's going to happen if they're continually pushing EVs? Less and less people are going to purchase fossil fuel cars. And if they don't purchase the fossil fuel cars, what happens? The tax revenue goes down because they're not making the money on the taxes. And this puts them in a very difficult position. So what do they got to do next? They got to figure out a way on how to make this amount up. Now, again, this is all part of their plan. They want to tax people for driving. And we can see this is exactly what they're about to do. So California is considering countering falling gas tax revenues with a road charge pilot program. The program, if implemented, would charge car owners per mile driven and not factor in the type of fuel used. So it doesn't matter if you have an electric vehicle or it doesn't matter if you have a gas-powered vehicle, you will be charged. The state hasn't set a rate yet, but it's looking around 0.02 to 0.04 cents per mile. Now, think about this for a second. To charge you per mile, they're going to have to track your car. And they're not just going to be tracking the amount of miles that you're driving. They're going to track where you are. Now, take this to the next step. Let's say there are people out there that just don't have the money to pay these taxes, and they're saying this is becoming way too expensive. I got to travel an hour to work every single day or 2 hours to work every single day, and I'm just racking up these tax bills. It's absolutely ridiculous. And what happens if you don't pay the taxes? Do they shut down your car? Can you still drive it? What mechanism is there going to be where they say, hey, you didn't pay, so now you can't drive? Because you know there has to be something. Right now, the state is asking residents if they're willing to sign up for a pilot project to assess the viability of such a program. What person would ever sign up for something? Hey, you know something? Yes, I would love to be taxed every single day for the amount of miles that I drive. Now, you know there's going to be people, because there's people out there still wearing their masks. So you know there's going to be people, you know what? Take my money from me. I want to be charged. This is absolutely ridiculous. But the majority of the people, they're not going to go along with this. They're going to push back. And remember, every step the deep state takes, every step the World Economic Forum, the central bank takes, the people see exactly what they're trying to do. And the people aren't stupid. They realize what's happening. They're living it every single day. Yes, if they were trapped in their homes and they were scared of the pandemic, which they're trying to do right now, yes, people might not be paying attention. If there was war and death and destruction, yes, people might not be paying attention. But today, people are paying attention. And when people hear this, they're going to reject it. I mean, think about it right now. California is a complete and utter disaster. It's imploding on itself. Businesses are leaving. People are leaving. And it's getting harder and harder to stay there. Do you think this tax is going to help? Think about their mass transit that they have. They never built the high-speed train. Yes, they spent billions of dollars. Where did it go? I think we all know. But they've never built anything. Most of the people out there, they drive. This is going to be a complete and utter disaster. And then think about all the deliveries by truck. Because aren't the truckers and the package delivery systems, isn't everyone going to have to be charged? That means they're going to have to raise prices. This is going to be a complete and utter disaster. It's almost like raising the minimum wage, but this is on a much, much larger scale. And this is going to hurt the California economy like we've never seen before. Let's talk about our health. If you suffer from daily pain, I need you to listen to this message very carefully. What we know about pain relief is changing forever. As we age, aches and pains are normal, and we're all searching for an effective way to relieve pain without side effects and addictions. Let me be frank. We have all seen the horrors of the opioid crisis. You may even be affected personally. And that's where a pioneering medical scientist comes in, Clint Winters. You may have seen this world-renowned expert featured in national media as he unveils a natural pain reliever that has taken the world by storm. Yes, I'm talking about Clonalidine, the 100% drug-free way to get full body pain relief without dangerous pills. As you read this, the Clonalidine has become the go-to pain reliever for over 1 million Americans and hundreds of professional athletes. It's so powerful, it was even named the official pain reliever of the UFC, and those guys know a thing or two about managing pain. Now get this. Clint explains how Clonalidine is the only compound on earth that optimizes your body's natural painkillers called endorphins at any age. When taken daily, your body will fire back to relieving pain like you were in your prime in no time. And let me tell you, I was skeptical, but it worked. I have tried virtually everything, and I have not felt this great in years. It's just like my daily aches and pains just faded away. My back, neck, joints all feel great and renewed. Best of all, Clonalidine doesn't make me feel the least bit groggy. I feel great, alert, and ready to take on the day. And the best news, Clonalidine has no documented side effects after 14 years of extensive testing. Hear me when I say this, Clonalidine is absolutely the future of pain relief. So whatever you do, make sure to click on the link below this video and check out Clint's amazing informative report on how Clonalidine is changing lives by providing safe and powerful relief at 1/10 the cost of pain pills. Now here's the best part. When you click on the link below today, you can access the only Clonalidine product in the world for less than $1 per day. Clint has provided this private link until midnight tonight. You are days away from finally beating pain forever. Go to trikono.com/X22 now and see for yourself, or click the link in the description. And again, this is the template for what they want in the future. But this is just the beginning, because you know the deep state, the central bank, the World Economic Forum, they want much more than this. And they're going to keep pushing and pushing, just like Biden is continually pushing that the economy is absolutely fantastic. The problem with all of this is the people aren't believing him. The people aren't going along with what he's saying. And the Washington Examiner put this out and said, time is running out for Joe Biden to change the public perception of his economic stewardship, with numerous allies worrying that inflation, regardless of the relative health of the economy, will hamper the resident through the general election. For months, if not years, voters have given the president poor marks for his handling of the economy. Just 38% of participants in May poll from Gallup said they had a great deal or fair amount of confidence in Biden's economic policies, with 46% saying the same of Trump. Meanwhile, a poll conducted by Harris Research found nearly 3 in 5 people believe in the country is in a recession, despite slow but sure economic growth over the past 3 years. Now, remember, the economic growth is all manipulated calculations. It's all manipulated statistical information. So the people now, they are not believing what Biden is saying. The people are losing hope. And we know that Biden is out there continually saying, don't worry, it's going to take effect. Any moment now, it's going to take effect. But remember, there's 5 months left until the election. Actually, if you look at it, he has to do this way before the election. So if you're looking at it, it's between 3 and 4 months, which means Biden is going to have to do something to convince the people of this country that his policies are working. Now, what could that be? Well, it looks like they're already setting everything up. We know that they manipulate the calculations. We know that they're going to remove coffee. And I do believe they're going to have other manipulations to make it look like the inflation rate is going down. They're setting the stage right now to prove to the people of this country that his policies are actually working. But I do believe in the end, all of this is going to backfire. And people are, they might go along with it in the very beginning saying, oh my God, look at this. The Fed just cut the rate in August or early September. It looks like Biden policies are really taking off now. The fake news, they'll be reporting on the statistical numbers. Look at the inflation. It's down to 3.1, or maybe they'll even get it to 2.9. This is an absolutely incredible. But of course, if you remove everything from the inflation calculation, what happens? Inflation goes down. If you don't count people committing crimes, crime goes down. So it's kind of ridiculous when you really think about it. But again, he's trying to show the people that his policies are working. Now, he might be able to convince a few people, but what's going to happen is people are going to see the entire system start to fall apart. And I'm talking about the internals of the economy. And what they're going to see is they're going to see gold shoot up because inflation is not controlled. People are going to see Bitcoin shoot up because inflation is not controlled. What you're looking at is an illusionary number. But when people go out shopping, when people go to fill up their car, when people pay their insurance bill, the electric bill, the heat bill, they see something very, very different. So he'll try to convince the people, but in the end, it's not going to work. And actually, what they're about to do, they're going to bring down the entire system. And right now, Biden, he is in trouble. He doesn't have a way out of this. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, kind of trap them in all of this because everything now is pointing to the central bank. Remember, they're supposed to be controlling the economy. They're supposed to tell us, hey, the economy's doing well, the economy isn't doing well. And remember, they also have 2 mandates. Everyone must be employed in this country. What happens when there's mass layoffs? Remember, all these stores are closing. Where are these people going to get jobs? If all these stores, I mean, think about it. We just talked about it yesterday. Hundreds and thousands of stores, they're closing. Where are these people going to get jobs? And what happens when corporations start to lay off, which they're already starting to do? Where are these people going to get jobs? So one of the mandates of the central bank is to what? To keep everyone employed. Well, they're going to break that mandate. The other mandate is to make sure the currency doesn't devalue. And the currency has been devaluing since we came off the gold standard. That's why they had to manipulate the calculation. By manipulating the calculation, by tricking the people year after year after year, saying it's only 2%, look, we're keeping everything steady. Everything looks good. The currency isn't devaluing. But again, you have to remember, inflation is cumulative. So we're already at 3,000% inflation right now, which means the currency has lost 97, 98% of its value. So they didn't keep up their second mandate. So because they didn't keep up their mandates, what happens to the Fed? They should be investigated. they should be shut down. I do believe this is where Trump, the Patriots are going. They're going to an area where it's going to expose the private West Essential Bank. It's going to expose the criminality of the private West Essential Bank in the end. And the only way you can do this is with an event. And I do believe Trump knew they were going to crash this economy. They were going to crash it no matter what. They've been trying to do it since Trump was, since he's been in office. And they're trying to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green News scam. They mentioned this back in March of 2020. So they were going to do this no matter what. So why not do this under the president's watch? Allow the central bank front and center, allow the Biden administration front and center, allow all of this to be front and center so everyone can see. Let these people explain why all this is happening. Remember, Trump has been out of the White House for 4 years. Biden owns this. The Fed owns this. There's no escape from it. They're going to have to explain to the American people why everything that they said didn't come true. They told us a soft landing. They told us inflation was under control. Now, of course, what are they going to do? They're going to try to use a war to explain why the economy is falling apart. Most likely, they're going to be using a cyber attack because, again, we were told from the World Economic Forum, we can expect a cyber attack in the next 2 years or so. The IMF said, yes, we're experiencing certain cyber attacks on financial institutions, and they are vulnerable. And moving forward, this, I do believe, is what they're going to do to try to explain why everything that they were doing didn't work. They're going to use a cover story. But again, this isn't going to work because the people, they're going to see that they've been lying from day one. Inflation just didn't automatically come. The economy just didn't break down just because of the cyber attack. Now, the problem with all of this is they might be able to convince the people, but when Trump says, listen, I can have peace. We can get things online. We can put things back to the way it was in a very short period of time. Their entire argument is going to be thrown out of the window. Everything is going to be countered, and they won't be able to use this. And I do believe Trump will be able to use this leverage to actually shift us from their system. And I do believe once he has peace, once the systems come up back online, people are going to realize that it was always the central bank. And I do believe there might even be an investigation into the private West Central Bank, because remember, they never met their mandate. They've been lying to the American people. And this is a private corporation. They should be audited. Let's see what's been going on with this corporation. And if Trump can get the Congress, which I do believe he can, they will vote. And if he can get the Senate, which I do believe he can, they will vote to investigate. The people should know. The people should understand what this private West Central Bank is and what it does to this country. And I do believe in the end, the people, they must see it. It must be transparent to the people. So this way, if they see anyone talking about a private West Central Bank again, they say absolutely not. And I do believe we're heading in this direction, and it's fast approaching. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.